Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night. It is the, I'll tell you what, we're about on the first day of spring, or what used to be the first day of spring, although now they say it's the 19th or the 20th. I guess in leap year, we never know, or in this year, I have no clue, but, you know, we may have jumped space-time. We may have jumped space-time continuums, you know? Remember I told you that Obama tried to do that. I wonder if they may have done it. And the reason that I kind of, interestingly, this is just an aside because not my main part of the program, but I'm telling you, certain people on television look differently than they did a month ago or 2 or 3 months ago, even on Fox. Certain presenters and certain people, Democrats and Republicans and different ones, not the main hosts, but certain people look totally different and sound different. Certain experts, quote unquote. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know, here's the deal. Since the weekend, I've been watching it. And I'm just going to tell you what I know, but without telling you everything, because I cannot. I don't want to do it. Certain code words, and I talked to you about this years ago, one other time during the Gulf War, when we went to this time period. Years ago during the Gulf War, but this year, now, right now, this weekend, like Saturday night, certain code words were seen, code letters, code words, etc., alphanumerics. Let's just call it alphanumerics. All right? Were seen and recognized by some different people, Cold War warriors in the military, etc., current types, more current type, and also the old school. And consequently, the recognition of this thing, it was the code. Now listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully out there. Put down all the stuff and listen. This code, along with the huge 3 or 4 part, 468-character message, this particular code, alphanumeric, let's call it, was given that then, in fact, arms and sets in motion the triad, our nuclear triad, our missiles, our bombers, and our submarines with nuclear weapons that are available, plus any others that we have that are available that have cruise missiles with the types in them, certain other gunships, etc. But basically our bombers, the submarines, and our missiles in the silos underground and running around on the racetracks underground. And all of those were locked and loaded as of early Sunday, let's say, and are still locked and loaded. And then all of that information was also then with E6s and E3s up looking too. They had E3 up Monday, but Sunday, they all went out and they all went Sunday, Monday, and they all went out and they trailed stuff to make sure all submarines had gotten the message. All of the messages, okay, and all of the information. And yes, I know North Korea launched and all of these kind of things. They launched a test missiles and all that stuff. It's not that. It's the plan that is NATO's plan to draw Russia into the fight and then to have Russia launch and then to do it. Or Russia probably with their dead hand set and Yamanata Mountain in the Urals that Putin went to the other night on prior to election night, and they've got Yamanata Mountain ready to go, and that thing is like a whole fortress city underground, already stocked for years and years and years, and already, and you could put, 250,000 troops in that thing, 250,000 people, I would imagine. a large number of people. It's not just a small Cheyenne type mountain thing. This thing is huge. Huge. And there it is. All right. Now, the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, is that the information was given out. The orders were given. The orders are extant. They're not given every day. They didn't stand down and then all that. We are still locked and loaded. We are ready to fight nuclear war, but they ain't going to tell you like they did that during the Cuban Missile Crisis. They're not even going to have the Washington Post deny a report from me or Brother Quayle back a few years ago whenever missiles were seen and the red phone was invoked. The red phone between Putin or Medvedev or whoever it was at the time, it probably was Putin or Medvedev, and the American president at the time. But this is like about 205, somewhere in that range. 204, 205, 206, somewhere in there. So now, the thing is, it's not just the whole deal. It's the end of days. It's the end times, you see. Anyway, to repeat myself, if you've just come in, we are at full nuclear tilt. Now, today, 5 E6s went up. Earlier, 3. And Monday, Tuesday, Monday, there was 3 E6s went up that were on a ready flight. They were on a ready flight. They were in 3 separate spots, and they must have been on the tarmac because after an order was given also by SAT or HF, and they're using HF comms also more because the SATs can be screwed up with the Russians and the Red Chinese and the Iranians. Use of the EW, electronic warfare stuff. But they're making sure everybody has their stuff locked and loaded. But in a hoop, these things went up after an order, and they went up 3 of them. They started zigzagging around. Now today we got 5 E6s up, and then they are on the ADS-B now. But I'm going to tell you what, sometimes they've been turning themselves off. And there is no guarantee that you will ever be able to see any of that the minute the stuff hits the pan, okay? The flash hits the pan. And I've fully been looking for the last 3 days, but I'm not trying to discuss it too much because I don't want them to change certain information. And then what did come out in the signal intelligence world and the ham world wasn't discussed directly in terms of the exact code. But I've talked about that before. It's an alphanumeric, let's just say that. And that locked and loaded, and we are still locked and loaded, and I'm going to stand by and we ain't changed Jack Doodley squad, because I'm going to tell you what. The nuclear war is right upon us again, as it was in the days of JFK and the Cuban Missile Crisis, as it was in part of the Gulf War, as it is now, okay? As it was other times. Like other times when certain vessels went to Haiphong Harbor in the middle of the night to get Navy SEALs out of the harbor, and they were saying that if they had any trouble, that they would ASRock the crap out of the dadgum North Vietnamese capital. All right? And they went in there in the middle of the night to Haiphong Harbor. They got the guys out. All right? There's been other times like this, too. But I will say this. You'd better prepare in earnest as best you can. The first preparation is to understand. You better have a direct relationship with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. And if you deny Jesus, then you ain't got the Father. Brother Quayle put that up there. God bless him for doing that. I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And our Father sent his only begotten Son down here to wash your sins clean. If you believe it on him, if you believe it in him, you can have everlasting life in heaven. Repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you're sincere, he will do that. And then, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you this. When you go in and you read, all of the stuff starting to appear. J.P. Morgan has got the whole big deal in their hands now, right? You can use facial recognition and palm print, just like they've been showing you on television advertisements for the last 5-6 years, where the guy goes into the store and he picks up food or stuff or beer, whatever he picks up, but he goes out and he just scans his hand at the door as he goes out and walks out the door and doesn't have to pay because he's already on the machine. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, so we're ready to rock and roll. We got 5E6s up. They're command and control planes. We also have other radar planes and sensing planes. We got B-52 Stratos up. We got all kind of stuff up. We got the subs locked and loaded. Everything is ready to rock and roll. Whether you know it or not, or whether your third cousin's brother-in-law's hairdresser's, Marine Corps, PFC, Army, or Air Force buddy, you know, whether your bosun's mate or your master chief knows or not, this is where we're at. So I would like for you to make sure that your relationship with Lord Jesus is correct. And that if you have not asked him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then you should do so. And repent of your sins, Lord. Say, hey, I repent of my sins, Lord Jesus. They're too numerous to list out for you. Somebody wanted me to list all mine out one time. I said, yeah, that's right. I'm sure you do. But Lord Jesus, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Let me tell you what. Ah, yes, but J.P. Morgan wants all the businesses in 2026 to buy into this whole new system of facial recognition. Well, there'll be fewer faces in America by then, probably. Or perhaps they've got it ready now, and next year they'll invoke it. You remember the Deagle Report, where the maximum population of the United States will only be 100 million next year, right? Well, why is that? Are we going to have nuclear war? Are we going to have some nukes? Are we going to have some nukes and then some brand new little bioweapons that are released and what have you? And incidentally, right tonight, young Jack, I talked about a young Jack, a young boy, 5 to 6 years old in a hospital in Florida, and that he had fluid, huge amount of fluid on his lung. Ah, yes. And I guess there's an avian flu. That's right. Thank you, B&EAB. There's an avian flu that the ghost tested positive for. So there's a possibility of a new avian flu type of thing that could be the new pandemic. But let's say this. Lord Jesus, will you go to little Jack right now? Will you go to him, Lord? Lord, he's been so ill. He had fluid on his lung. He had to have a lung operation, all kind of different stuff. And Lord Jesus, will you touch him? Will you let him know that you love him and that you want him to then restore himself and be restored by you back to health, Lord Jesus? Ah, yes, in your name I pray, Lord Jesus, and I pray that everybody out there pray for this little Jack. And yes, for Ronnie and Bruce and for the Jawhead and all the different people and others we can't name and don't want to be named, who have the cancer, who have the bad heart ailments. And Lord Jesus, if it be thy will, Lord Jesus, I pray you remove this cancer from me, from old Hawk, Lord. And yes, I sound good, but my body is racked and terrible and in tremendous pain. And yes, I have, supposedly I'm on a little better path, but I still have the cancer. Lord Jesus, remove it from my body, restore my organs and my bodily systems. My body system, Lord, and restore me, body, mind, and spirit, and back to optimum health. In your name I pray. Lord Jesus, I pray. And yes, this goat is tested for H5N1 bird flu strain. That's on the WHO's stuff. That's according to B&E of B. God bless you. And then this is, I saw this story, I think earlier today, but that's the flu strain that's on the WHO's pandemic watch list and the first ever U.S. case, as experts call it, a worrisome development. I remember when our brother had the radio station up in Montana, and he had the big thing, and we were talking about the combination of the bird flu and the pig flu back then. It was about 2:05, and a whole lot of people were up there. Brother Quayle did, I believe, an hour, half an hour in radio. I did about a half an hour in radio. And I'll tell you what, that was backed off, but we then had the COVID. So this young goat's allegedly Stevens County, Minnesota. It's not too far from the South Dakota and North Dakota borders. Or to the western side of Minnesota, about in the center. World leaders meet in Davos. Oh, yes, to thrash out the plan against disease X. XYZ, yes. So what are we going to have? We're going to have disease X. Disease X. Just wonderful, fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to see the stuff that is at the end of the Bible, that's in the Revelation, that's in Daniel, that's in the different books, come to pass. Coming to pass. I don't know what to tell you timing-wise exactly, but I've been watching this for several days and nights. Let's see. Somebody sent me here something. Venezuela has declared that the oil-rich land in between their country and Guyana, a new state. Guyana insists it won't give up the region without a fight and reportedly stands. Brother Quayle talked and I talked about this back in 2004 when he had me on as a guest before me, brought me up and gave me on the radio, gave me one night of his weekly deal, and then I took the two nights. This is Mario Nopal posted, okay, in Next War, VE Next War, Venezuela declares Guyana land as new state. And it's oil rich. They want the oil. Venezuela wants the oil, and that's also a jungle area. And back during a certain time period, there was also back 2004-05, somewhere in that range, there was a nuclear weapon that was involved being smuggled in between there that was going into. That was going into Venezuela, all right? That's the most interesting place to be declared as. And then Guyana, of course, is where the CIA had the base and the mind control stuff back during the time period when everybody drank the Kool-Aid, if you recall. Jim Jones, old Jimmy Jones, yes. CIA mind control expert, right? Allegedly. Who allegedly escaped to Portugal? Or possibly to far South America back in those days, don't know. This is one of the war scenarios that Brother Quayle and I talked about, 204, 205, and he had said, as he had me on as a guest, he said, Hawk, you seem to be following Ezekiel 38, 39, and Daniel, and talking about the different stuff and what's going to happen in different parts of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all basically starting to happen, brother, as Brother Quayle and I laid out back then. And I want to thank Brother Steve Quayle for bringing me on air and for making it okay for me to listen to him for years and to bring me back to Lord Jesus. Bring me back into the hands and the service of Lord Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Yes, sirree, Bob. I'm telling you, it's the best deal in town. So, yes. J.P. Morgan wants all the businesses to buy the facial and hand recognition. And what do we got? Revelation 13, I believe, do we not? Let's see what we got here, Revelation 13, if I can turn to it. Because we're into the times of the mystery Babylon, you see. Oh, yes. I'll tell you what, I'm about ready to get me a new Bible because I've torn the pages out of this one in a lot of places. This is literally my revelations. my revelations is about worn out there, I'm telling you. Anyway, I should have another Bible real handy right here. But let me see if I've got that. Because I think the quote. I think the quote may have been, here it is right here. And he causeth all men, he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. 666. In the meantime, J.P. Morgan, the largest bank in the U.S. by assets, the recent payment system is congruent with the incoming wave of bank failures, collapsing dollar, and launch of CBDCs, digital IDs, and tokenization. Ah, yes, but there is the scripture on that. That's Revelation 13, verses 16 through 18. And they want you just to be able to use your hand or your facial recognition. You'll be just fine. J.P. Morgan Chief Jamie Dimon says the government needs to seize private property to build wind and solar farms. Oh, isn't that wonderful and lovely? And then we got in Oregon, the Oregon. If you've got a chickens in a hen house and you got a concrete floor or gravel floor, or, you know, some kind of a stone floor in there, then you're considered to be a whole deal. That is taking water, and you've got to invest like $100,000 to do water purification or water stuff so it won't go into the groundwater table. Bup, up, 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 up. So Oregon is going against all the farms, small ranches, farms, dairy cattle operations, chickens. If you just got chickens, I'm going to tell you, you just send a postcard to the governor of Oregon and say, governor of Oregon, or legislature of Oregon, we ain't going to go there. There ain't going to be no wagon trains going to your state anymore because there will be no reason to come. Because you guys are communist, Luciferian scumbags. And you want to starve out the people. This has got to be the famine. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm looking at here, looking at the different on the ADS-B. But I'll tell you, some of these planes go up. And then like on Monday, they went up. Boom, boom, boom. Three of them. And they went down. And then for a while there, they were off the coastlines. East and West Coast to a certain degree, but zigzagging across the country, different things to let various units know and to let different missile silos know and places that are nuclear that are not known to be, let them know what the orders were and are. The orders are extant. They don't have to be given every day. Yeah, anyway, I clicked on the wrong thing. All right. Clicked on the wrong deal. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's just all starting to really happen. Brother Quayle, I think, talked about with our friend down there in Texas on the radio, Mike Adams. He was talking about the confluence of all these events happening at the same time. All this stuff going on at the same time and how you probably don't have time to do all this stuff. And all of the different places that this eclipse, which is an alignment of all the planets also, by the way, an alignment of the planets. And the Illuminati and those people are going to try to make big devil power stuff out of that and use that as a catapult themselves into a whole different deal. But I'm going to tell you what. That's one of the signs in the moon, the stars, and the heavens. You see what I'm saying? But during the time period, I think that we may already be at war when that happens on the 4-8. April the 8th, April 7th, April 8th, somewhere in that range. Our Father in heaven knows, and Lord Jesus knows. But I'm going to tell you what, preparation is the key, and the first preparation is to have Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And little Jack, let me tell you what, people out there all over the place are praying for you, praying to the Lord Jesus. Little Jack, you wake up and understand that the Lord Jesus himself loves you and he wants you to be better and you get better. He wants you to be restored back to health. So just to let you know that. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you. The gold was at, I believe, 2183.62 before I came on. Almost 2200. It's been up over 2200 yesterday overnight, what have you. Silver, 2482. Silver was over 25 bucks an ounce. Platinum is 917.40. I'm going to tell you what. Call call them up, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. If you get Steve, or if you get Tyler Quayle, or if you get Daryl, one of the managers there at the business, if you get Stephanie or whoever you might get, you tell them Old Hawk sent you, and they get you fixed up with gold or silver and have Steve overnight it to you. Get it to you quick. While you can, buy any book that you possibly can, and also sign up for the private briefings and the QPOS 2.0 so that you can get any information from Brother Quayle that you can get while she can do it. Because you may just get something from Brother Quayle or from me or somebody else or Tyler Quayle or whoever or Steve on one of the shows that he goes on to all the time. And you just may get that last minute touch that tells you to go to the basement or that tells you to go to your bug out spot. And maybe you got 50 miles to get there or 60 or 100, but you got your stuff packed. You throw your bug out bags. You've got all your things in your RV or whatever you got, and you go to your wooded area or to your lake or wherever you're going to go, and you get there just as you see a flash. And you get into your shelter down there, and then you're not in a direct hit area. But just maybe, you get a tip that gives you that information, that gives it to you in the proper right time frame. Oh, and I thank, Lord Jesus, I thank every single one of the people out there. And I'll tell you what, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Believe me, anything is most needed and wanted, ladies and gentlemen. Easiest is Federal Reserve notes, a bit of silver, a bit of gold, a bit of platinum, whatever it might be. Or you can send a check or money order. Make sure that your money order stuff is filled out correctly with your address as well, because they don't take them at a bank without it. But I'll tell you what, easiest way to go, and I know I don't always thank you. I haven't thanked you directly lately because I've been not able to be on the computer as much. And I've just been so in pain. And I'll tell you what, I got stuff in my lungs and the bronchial tubes. I got it in the liver. I got it in the bones. I have it in the muscles. In spite of my voice, this is not just the beginning of an inkling of cancer where they said you may have cancer now. No, I went from that to the full-blown stuff. Full-blown. And the Lord Jesus and your prayers and your assistance is what I need to help me through it. And God bless you there, Mr. Daryl. Thank you for your prayers, all of you. Anything can be sent to Hawk, HAWK, that's all you need, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Anything sent in a card or letter can be sent to Hawk. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. Send it to Hawk at 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And may all of you out there, the maniacs in Maine, my friend there, the Buffalo gals, the Albuquerque folk, the Northern California folk posted out of Sacramento. I won't give that number there. All different ones. God bless you for anything that you may have sent. or will send. And all of you out there who have done it over the years, I'm still here going on 20 years in June. I pray that I make it through the holidays and make it through the end of the year. And then I prayed that I would make it through to April, okay? And I must have thought about all of that stuff and thought about the 4-8. I must have been into that, but through the Easter time on the 31st. And that's what I wanted to be through. And Lord Jesus, if this be your time, and I don't know if it is, it would be most interesting. But I think we got a shade to go yet. We have to go through that tribulation. Matthew 24. And then you tell us in Matthew 25, in the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, to make sure you got lamp oil and the wicks and to trim them and to have it ready. And then when the foolish virgins say, oh, give us of your lamp oil, because we don't have any. And you say, not so. You go to them that buy and sell, and you get it for yourself. And then the bridegroom did not tarry. And when the foolish virgins were out trying to buy lamp oil that they should have already had, or food they should have already had, or ammunition, or warm clothing that they should have already had, or the firewood they should have chopped for them old mountain stoves in Utah or wherever it might be, or Montana or Wisconsin or Michigan or Son of Missouri, wherever you're going to have them at, Ohio, or wherever, I'm telling you, you're going to need it. And when the foolish virgins came back, the bridegroom and the wise virgins had already gone into the door, and the door was shut. And they knocked on the door, and the foolish virgins said, Lord, Lord, open to us. And Lord Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. That's Matthew 25. Don't be the foolish virgin. Get prepared. Get prepared. Get prepared in all kind of ways. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. $44 million Americans face eviction due to unaffordable rental prices. And the rent's going up because the interest rates are going up and all the stuff is going up. Inflation's going up. And Red China Joe. Oh, did you hear, Justin? Did you see Bob Alinsky, who had been one of the business partners of Hunter Biden or Hunter Beijing? Beijing Hunter. Bob Alinsky testified before the House committee. And he told them one thing or another straight down the pipe as strong as he could tell them, that the Biden family was totally corrupt and owned basically by the Red Chinese. You ought to hear that testimony from that. Look it up online. Fox played it. Other people played it. Bob Alinsky. His stuff he said a couple years ago, 3 years ago, when Red China Joe was running for office. And I'll tell you what, this Congress and these senators, most of them are Luciferian scumbag, scallywag, communist sons of bucks. Very few, and even the great Republicans. They seem to have all these investigations, all these hearings and all this stuff. and nothing ever comes of it. And the real people that need to testify, they won't give them a subpoena. They invite them there, because if they subpoena them, they're going to dumb up. They're going to dumb up. And let's see, somebody's asking me for prayer here. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you right now, there is a lady named Lindsay. She's a mother of two in Florida. This is a different area of Florida. Lindsay, a mom of two in Florida, all right? She has breast cancer and it has metastasized into the liver. Thank you from one of the Allegheny gang. Lord Jesus, will you go right now to Lindsay, the mama too? Will you go to her right now, Lord Jesus? Will you touch her and let her know you're touching her? Let her know that it's you. And Lord, will you touch her and will you remove the cancer from her body and restore her systems and the body back to health and restore her into full optimum health. Remove the cancer from the breast, from the liver, and all of the different places. In your name, I pray for Lindsay, Lord Jesus. And there's so many people out there with it. Lord, you know who they are. You also know all the ones that have the bad heart trouble or the other diseases or the infections or what have you. Or those that are going to have the bioweapon exposures and stuff in this year to come or whatever is going to kill, perhaps, 200 million or 30 or 40 million people in the United States, to where, according to the Deagle Group, we'll only have 100 million people left next year. And that's a prediction, but it's a prediction by somebody who does the predictions on population and gross domestic product and all kind of things for the intelligence community of the United States. They have access to the data and to the plans. Yes. So, Lord Jesus, go to Lindsay. Go to little Jack. Go to Bruce. Go to Ronnie. Touch them all, Lord. Touch them all. And if it be thy will, touch me too, Lord Jesus. And I will continue to use my loud voice, which you have preserved on air on your behalf. So now we're talking about war. Afghanistan and Pakistan. And Abdul Hamid Khorasani, one of the commanders of the Taliban, that Red China Joe just armed with $87 billion worth of brand new U.S. weaponry. After the 13 Marines died. After the screw-ups by the Pentagram and by the Red China Joe, owned by the Hunters, business partners, the Chinese Communist Party, don't you know? Red China Joe bought paid for. It's what Bob Alinsky said in the hearing. And I'm going to tell you what, they're behind Trump right now in all the polls, but they're doing everything they can to convict Trump. And they're just liable to get him on one of these 90-some charges. And if not, they'll just start taking apart his businesses on Monday. She could start putting liens on all of his property and send in perhaps state police. New York State cops to take possession of all the Trump properties on Monday to cover this stupid thing. And she could even start having a fire sale. I pray they do not. I'm going to tell you, New York City, you're about ready to escape from New York is about ready to come down your pipe. Let me tell you what. If you got one of them boats and you can get out onto one of them boats and you got the stuff, and I talked on radio out there a time or two on Long Island and different places. If you've got and you're ready to get going and you're ready to go somewhere, you better get all your stuff in New York City ready to go. You better get it ready to go in Kokomo. You better get it ready to go in Florida. You better get it ready to go in Michigan, and you better get it ready to go in Maine. Ohio, Wisconsin, Illinois, Missouri, Western Kansas, and Eastern Kansas, and Nebraska, Iowa, God bless you all, Colorado, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Tejas, Tejas, and Tejas. And I'm going to tell you what, did you see over 100 migrants charged? National Guard, Texas National Guard, trying to hold a border. Trying to hold the border line in El Paso. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Lord Jesus, will you now help me? Will you help me, Lord? Remove this cancer from my body. In your name I pray. But I'll tell you, they say that if Pakistan attacks Afghanistan again, they will conquer Afghanistan. And I'm going to tell you what, you got Iran and Pakistan with the oil stuff. They got the pipeline open up, and then the United States wants to shut that down. Yes. I don't know when the time will be, but I think it's any time, ladies and gentlemen. Because I'm going to tell you what, we used to be, as we used to say, living on Tulsa time, you know? But I will tell you, man, is that time is getting shorter. And soon the day will come, Brother Quayle said it, when no man will be able to work, you know. And we'll just look up at the heavens. You're going to look up, you're going to see all this stuff going on. And you're going to say, oh, no, why? Look at this. I could give you some of the all the different names and the different stuff of when the first planes went up Monday. I could tell you the name of them, the code names, the name of the E6s and the when they were using on the radio, but I'm not going to do all of that. But they've got everything up there. And then a lot of stuff they got up there is not even on the ADS-B, and you won't always see them on there. They'll put them up for now to make it look good like they're doing something, I'm going to tell you. But they've already communicated over the weekend to all of the submarines, all of the missile silos and units, all of the bombers, and also the gunships that have the cruise missiles in the bomber gunships, the BUFs and all the different stuff. And their C-130 gunships that can launch cruisy boozy too. You got certain stuff. Did you see the Brother Quayle had up on the oil rig off the coast of Mexico there? They had the disc up over the oil rig in Mexico. Did you see that? The disc with the glowing lights. It's probably still up on stevequayle.com. But then they showed a triangular-shaped craft over that after the disc took off. Well, I believe that could have been a TR-3B, one of the U.S. craft. Unidentified flying object, but that one could be a TR-3B defending that oil rig. possibly from the other. Or they could both be U.S. re-engineered spacecraft, or they could both be, as far as that goes, fallen angel or alien spacecraft. This stuff is going to come like a thief in the night, ladies and gentlemen. I urge you to prepare, 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 prepare. Matthew 25 is what Lord Jesus tells you to do based on Luke 21 and Matthew 24. Yes. The fact of the matter is that Russia has told NATO that these are in fact, basically. And they know that NATO is getting ready to attack them and to try to draw them, Russia, into the deal. And over the years, Russia has been known to be, come the chastisement of the United States, of the Western world, you see. Particularly the United States. So water purification equipment, storage of water. Let's see what this article is here. Mega city, 22 million people running out of water. This is interesting right here. What will 22 million people do when the taps run dry? Mexico City's water system. Water's coming and arriving in different things. And in trucks. And I'm going to tell you what. Certain neighborhoods don't have it. This is a real deal. People want it to be hot in the mountains so far, but I'll tell you what, my brother up there, an old horse wrangler up there in the Utah Mounts, Montana Mountains, he says, I like it cold because when I get the snow, I know I got the water. You better believe it, brother. God bless you up there. Yeah. I don't know, man. All I know is that I'm doing everything I can, and if you can do nothing else, every time you go to the store, buy additional chunky cans of soup. Denny Moore beef stew. You could have Spam. I'll tell you what, you get Spam, you chop it up, and you fry it with some eggs, you're going to have some good stuff. It will eat. Huh. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. I don't know what else to say, Lord. Remove this stuff from my body and restore me back to full health. And I'll continue to fight for you, Lord Jesus, as long as I can stand. And for all of you out there, I thank you for all you do and have done. Brother Quayle and I were just extremely, extremely interested, you see. And that it had been 19 and a half years. And when I went on with Brother Quayle right after I got out of the hospital, I could barely talk, and now my voice has been restored by the Lord. But I'm still ravaged by this stuff. I didn't just get this and get a diagnosis. I've had it, apparently. I didn't know I had it. But when I found out, when I got about the second gallon of fluid out of my lungs, I figured out that I was in trouble, you know? I've come very close several times of croaking out the croak. But the Lord Jesus has preserved me and to utilize me to be on the air. And that's exactly what my job is right now. And I pray that you will keep me on here. Yes. Lo, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember Solzhenitsyn's front porch. Remember the Third World War. Remember Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights, for your family, for your business, for your ranch, your farm. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology from space to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And if that was one of your TR3Bs protecting the oil rigs in the off the coast of California, south there of San Diego, then so be it. Oh, Lord Jesus. Bending Ranger, I know you're ready. And Mickey LaPool, keep your eye on the optics. And squeeze the trigger, Mickey. Don't jerk it. Road and track. Happy birthday to the track man. God bless you. Road and track and little L, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And may you know that he loves you. And have your father tell you all the good stuff and say,